Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to start with a look at livestock futures. And pretty simple, livestock's lower across the board yesterday.
Yes, it was. We also saw, Dave, another session of volatile trading that took place in the cattle as we bounced up and down. But as Dave said, we closed negative. But the good news was we closed well off the session lows. So that was encouraging. Now, we've also saw the box beef down on choice, $2.70 yesterday. Select boxes down $2. Total movement of 186 loads. Cattle kill 110,000 head. Cash feeder index down $1.35. We also saw some light cash cattle trade in the south and the north at 159, which is a dollar lower than last week. Now, this afternoon is the semi-annual cattle inventory report, and we saw yesterday on the close, February live cattle, 42 cents lower. March feeders down 77 cents. And April lean hogs closed $1.75 lower.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures, and some pretty good news for wheat futures finishing positive yesterday. The corn and soybeans, though, still kind of suffering a little bit.
That's right. We saw that mixed trade take place yesterday, but as Dave said, we really saw the wheat, the one that was able to show upside yesterday, both Kansas City and Chicago. Of course, before Kansas City could go higher, it did make a new contract low yesterday also. Now, we also saw the corn market make new lows for the year 2015 yesterday as it suffered to the downside. Today is the final trading session of the month of January. The second half of January has been very quiet news-wise. Expectations are little will change for the first half of February with little fresh news coming out. At the moment, we are looking at March KC wheat 4 3/4 cents higher. March corn's up a quarter of a penny. March soybeans trading a penny higher. March cotton down 24 points. March crude oil 45 cents higher. The March dollar index is 4 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures down 148 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and have a great weekend. We'll visit with you again on Monday. Look forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.